Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I'm the founder of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole: Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-Step Recovery Fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any of them either. My hope is that you will find my words helpful in some way, whether you are in recovery or not. This is a bonus episode. What to do when you're triggered. When you're triggered, it's very hard to think. And this is purposeful because being triggered means we're in fight or flight mode. The animal in us is put into fight or flight mode to take action. It is not to think. And this is why our frontal lobe, the thinking part of our brain, gets cut off during this time. So I find it very helpful to have some go-to strategies for what to do when I'm triggered so I don't have to think. And the strategies I'm about to share with you really have to do with getting into the present moment and reminding ourselves that we're here, we're now, we're in our bodies, and we're safe. So the first has to do with using our breath and connecting with our breath. So you can simply take a series of deep breaths until you are calm. And when you get to the point where you can breathe naturally and you're no longer in that triggered state, what you've done is tell your body, I am safe. Another way that you can connect with your breath that I've been using more and more is to elongate the exhale. So this is how it works. You breathe in for a count of two, and you breathe out for a count of four. You breathe in for a count of three, and you breathe out for a count of six. You breathe in for a count of four, and you breathe out for a count of eight. This is incredibly calming and soothing. And what I usually do is do three of the 2-4 breaths, three of the 3-6 breaths, and three of the 4-8 breaths. And by the time I'm done with that, I am calm. The next thing has to do with connecting with your senses. And I have two different suggestions for ways to connect with your senses that bring you into the present moment. So the first one can be to simply pick up something with a strong smell and smell it and really pay attention to the smell. And this is especially helpful if this is something soothing or some kind of aromatherapy scent that works for you. Listen for maybe the farthest thing away that you can hear, or try to focus your eyes on the farthest thing away that you can see. Taste something. So perhaps you can sip a cup of tea or put a piece of gum in your mouth. And then with your sense of touch, it could be touch something cold and then something hot, or something soft and then something hard, to make that distinction and to see the difference. You might also try to do all of those things in a row to really engage your senses and get in the present moment. And then the next strategy for engaging the senses, I learned from Emily through Ziva meditation, and she calls it come to your senses. And I love this, and I've been using it pretty much daily as a way to kind of get calm, but it also really helps when you're triggered. So the idea is that you very purposefully pay attention to each one of your senses in a row, and then you stack them. So here's what I mean by that. So I often start with the sense of hearing. And what I listen for is the most subtle sound I can hear. It's very often for me a clock ticking. Then I often go to my sense of sight. And I forgot to mention that my eyes are closed when I do this. So even though my eyes are closed, I focus in on my sense of sight. And it might be that I see almost like an X-ray-like vision of whatever the most recent thing was I was looking at before I closed my eyes. It could be simply that I'm sensing brightness from a certain direction. It could be that I see kind of the redness of the blood in my eyelids or something that looks like cells to me. I have the hardest time with my sense of smell and my sense of taste. Unless there's like bacon cooking or a candle burning, I often really just detect no scent. And the same thing with taste. Unless I've just eaten or drank something, it's often, is my mouth dry or is my mouth wet or is it the absence of taste rather than a specific taste? Then with my sense of touch, I usually try to go up and down my entire body. I often try to pay attention to feeling my socks on my body and my pants on my leg and the waistband around my waist and my bra on my back and my shoulders. And if I want to get really subtle, perhaps the air going in and out of my nose. And then after I've done all that, then I try to stack them. That is, I try to hold all of them in my consciousness at the same time. I'm often not really able to do that. So easily I can do three senses, which is typically sight, touch, and hearing. Then when I go to add either taste or smell, I can hold on to that fourth one very briefly, but because it's so subtle, it's hard to hold on to. And any time when I've been able to include that fifth sense, it's been for like a whisper of a second. But the point is to try to do this, not necessarily to accomplish it. And what it does is not only connect you to your senses in the here and now and make you present and help your body know you're here, you're now, you're safe, but that trick of trying to stack them all at once gives your mind something to focus on. Rather than having all kinds of crazy thoughts, you're giving your mind something to do. And your mind always wants something to do, so you might as well give it something that is healthy and that is in the present moment. So I challenge you to either hold on to this recording so that you can go to it the next time you're triggered, or maybe make a note on your cell phone, since you probably always have that with you, and just write down the 1, 2, 3, or 4 strategies I just named that you find most helpful in a bulleted list so that you can remember them when you're triggered. I wish you peace and serenity. That's it for today. Please share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. If you like what you've heard here, you might be interested in private coaching with me. If that sounds like you, then head on over to barbchat.net, or you can get on my calendar for a free 20-minute consultation to help you make lasting changes in your life, like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change, but I'll coach anyone who wants to be happy, joyous, and free. So if that's you, then go to barbchat.net and get on my calendar. I'd love to chat with you. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. This helps other people find me. Thanks for listening.